With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Monday, Dan and the Danettes. Mine is Seton. Come on in, stay a while. Voting for most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved Danette. Now open, danpatrick.com. Click on the award voting tab at the top of the page and cast your vote. The final show before Christmas, that's when we will reveal the results. A lot of backstabbing going on, sabotage going on here, but then that's normal. Don't have a voting process there for that to happen. But once again, the results will be kept private. And once I get those, then I will reveal those to the world. Yes, Marv?
Are you going to say the order in which people placed?
I'm not sure. How close it is. Are we going to have a Caleb Williams, Max Duggan type Heisman where it's not that close? Yes, Todd?
I'm glad Marvin brought that up because I was thinking that too when I was watching the Heisman ceremony. Should they put up a graphic? Should everyone know who came in third and last place in the Heisman voting? How important is that for that to be made public?
Do you guys want to vote on the vote? Do you want first place, second place, third place, fourth place, most valuable, Dennett? You want full transparency, Todd?
I would be fine with just the winner.
Okay, Marv.
I know it's more entertaining to see who came in last, but
Marv, do you want? You're the one who just brought this up.
I know. I was just throwing that out there to the group as a question. Do you need to know who came in last in the Heisman voting?
Yes, Paul.
Fritz, you just said it's more entertaining to know the voting. What do you think we should go with? The one that's more entertaining?
Well, we're all about content. So content would say we should see whatever who came in last and make fun of the person that got the least vote.
Yeah, I want heartache. I want heartbreak.
And there you go,
hey, Marv.
For content's sake. Sure.
First, second, third, fourth?
Yeah. For morale and for attitude? No.
Ooh, I know. Plus, I send you into the Christmas break that way.
Long break.
Yeah. But you can only vote once, but the audience, this is what you guys ask for. The audience is going to vote most valuable, most improved, least improved. I will be the one who decides on the most valuable backroom guy. Yeah, Marv?
Are there trophies, gifts?
Not sure yet. Not sure.
NIL deals.
How about respect? How about I get you a Gucci Adidas suit like Caleb Williams had on?
Can I trade it in for monetary?
No, you'd have to wear it. You'd have to wear the.
So we don't win? What?
How do you think that would go over if you went to a Christmas party with that on?
Oh, excuse me, Marvin. wear your salary, why don't you?
Yes, Paulie.
I actually like Caleb Williams' suit. If he didn't have. I know Adidas is involved, so they got to have the stripes. But otherwise, it was a festive Christmas pattern.
Okay, does Nike have one of those? Because USC's a Nike school. That's what I wanted. First thing I thought was, that's an Adidas. And unless Gucci is partnered with Adidas, but I don't know.
Stetson Bennett looked from Georgia. He looked like he just came from working on Wall Street. He looked like a 30-year-old banker.
No, he looked like a seat filler. It's like, can somebody sit up here? Come on in. Oh, you're Stetson Bennett Jr. the third. Yes, Marv.
Stetson Bennett hosted Caleb Williams. I was like, man, how old are you?
I know. Well, did you see where JT Daniels, who had gone to USC, had gone to Georgia, then who went to Pitt? Now he's transferring again? So he's going to go 4-for-4.
Yeah, the tour continues, JT Daniels career. He was there before there was a transfer portal. His first year, they didn't even have that as an option. He had to transfer normally.
I don't know where he's going this time around, But this will be his fourth school?
Yeah, West Virginia was his last.
Oh, West Virginia, not Pitt? I can't keep
He played for USC, Georgia, and West Virginia. Now he's going, based off directional,
yeah,
he went west to south to mid. He probably at Boston College based off directions.
Is he heading up to the northeast here? It's like the weather coming in through the south, and then it's going to come up to the northeast. Yes, Todd.
What are these loopholes where you can extend your adolescence and your you know, get a job? You know, you're 29, you have three kids and an infant at home and a wife, and you're 6-7 schools you've played for. Why don't you go get a, I don't know.
Yeah,
no problem with that.
Yeah,
this will cool down a little bit because of COVID. Everyone was offered an extra year, and basically everyone took it because unless you're going to go in the first 30 picks of the draft, you can get another year of school. You could pick up a master's, and now you could pick up NIL money. I mean, Stetson Bennett is going to take a pay cut when he leaves Georgia. I mean, and I'm not being facetious. With the NIL money he's making at Georgia, where does he want to go? He would stay for 7 years.
Probably not going to be playing in the NFL. But I'm guessing he probably won't play in the NFL. But he's held off all these challengers. All of these five-star recruits, they come in, and, you know, it's Stetson Bennett. Max Duggan finished runner-up there, C.J. Stroud. So I voted Caleb Williams, Max Duggan, and C.J. Stroud. And that was the order that it ended up with. You have the game tonight. You have New England against Arizona. Big game for the Patriots. It feels like it's a big game for Mac Jones. This is one of those standalone games. Since Tom Brady left, what do you think the Patriots' record is since Tom Brady left New England? If you said 23-23, you would be correct. They are an average team since Tom. And there's conversation now about what Tom's going to do next year. He's got the offer from Fox to do TV. And feels like he wants to play one more year. If you have your choice. Now, I know that there was talk he was back in San Francisco. And, you know, looking back, you know, should the Niners have signed up Tom a couple of years ago? But has he seen enough in Tampa where he doesn't like what he's seen? And if he does go, where would he go? And are you bringing him in for 1 year? San Francisco can't add another quarterback to this drama. But if you're Tampa, you have Kyle Trask right now. But does Tom Brady want to play another year, which I think he does? And where would he want to play that game or that for that team? Yes, Tom.
Is there a team like the Titans or Giants that are close enough to maybe making some big noise where he can put them over the top? Looking at teams that are playoff caliber but need that superstar quarterback that could be the difference in getting to the Super Bowl.
I would think the Titans got a relationship with Mike Vrabel, but you know the Raiders come to mind. I think there are possibilities there because he's Tom Brady. I don't know how crazy I would go to bring in Tom Brady if I know it might just be 1 year. And San Francisco doesn't need any more quarterbacks to the mix right now. And Tom saw firsthand how good San Francisco can be. That might be where he goes, you know, I'd be the difference. I could win a Super Bowl. And he probably could. If you put Brady on that team right now, probably so. I'm looking at the games next weekend. San Francisco will be at Seattle, so that's coming up on Thursday. Miami will be at Buffalo. That's on Saturday night. I don't know what the weather is going to be like there. But Cincinnati will be at Tampa Bay. Wow.
This is that first Saturday where there's no college football.
Yeah.
It's just bowl games, and you get sneaky three NFL games. That's
fun. Yeah, I know. I don't know what Buffalo's going to be like weather-wise.
I have right now 32 and a 50% chance of snow for Saturday evening.
And you have all that snow, all that weather that's coming from the west that's going through Colorado and headed this way, the Midwest, and by the time it gets here, what's it going to be like when it gets here? All right, some phone calls coming up, best and worst of the weekend. Josh in Omaha. Hi, Josh. What's on your mind today?
Probably good. Hey, Dan. How are you guys?
Turn down your radio, Josh.
Oh, sorry. Hold on 1 second.
San Francisco will be at Seattle. So that's coming up on Thursday.
All right.
All right. So Just curious if you watched the Notre Dame and USC game and how you feel about Caleb Williams winning the Heisman.
Thank you. Thank you, Josh. Thank you. A little callback there. Yes, yes, Marv.
Not to go back to Caleb Williams' suit, but to go back to his suit. On his pocket, it's the Adidas logo with the Gucci underneath. It went right over my head. Excuse me. Man, wear your set.
Yeah, that's what I saw. That's why I said.
That just screams, look at me. Look at my money. Woo!
I just didn't know Adidas made suits.
Maybe that's the first one. Maybe that's the.
But this goes back a long time ago when Steve Nash and Allen Iverson got singled out by the commissioner. And I thought, when does Armani or Nike, they create their own suits that are specific for these players to be able to wear? Because I don't know if the commissioner could be upset if you're wearing a suit and tie, but you got a logo. Like, cash in on this. You know, it's product placement there. If you're one of these big names and you go to your press conference, you want to put on somebody's designer outfit there, why not? I thought they should have done that years ago. Yeah, Paulie.
The actual suit, not the one that he wore, Caleb Williams, but you could buy that suit. It's the Adidas X Wool Formal Jacket in brown. It's a lovely earth tone.
Mm.
I got it as a partnership with Gucci, and it's $3,500 for that jacket. Who's in?
Well, it's the suit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think you had to buy the pants. I think straight up jacket is just $3,500.
Wait, they don't give you the pants with the jacket?
You think it'd be a package deal?
Yeah, because the stripes, the whole thing.
But you know, it's double breasted. It's available for purchase.
I didn't know double breasted came back. I haven't worn a suit in a while,
and I didn't know that stripes on the sleeves of suits came back either.
Yeah.
Was that ever a thing?
I don't think so. Yes, Todd.
Sponsorship money aside, if you had to pick between the suit that you want to wear or whatever bling you want, what would be more important to you? Like CJ Stroud had that big diamond 7 necklace. Do you get that nice suit or you like the big blingy jewelry?
I like clean. I don't need to have anything. But I'm not 22 years of age, and the money that they get and what's important to them. I always thought whenever I was going to be on TV, always have either a blue shirt, white shirt, or something that's a striped shirt that, you know, is not loud, and a great color tie. Dark suit, can't go wrong. But it's never about bling. Any watch that I wore was usually underneath my sleeves that I didn't go, I'm going to, you know, uncover it so you can see what I'm wearing. Hey, I've got this Audemars on. Notice me. I wasn't interested in that. But if you're 22, 23, I don't know what I would wear if I was Caleb Williams. I mean, I would hope that I would wear, I'd probably wear, you know, khakis, boat shoes, and a nice blazer with a nice tie.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because that's basically what Stetson Bennett wore all weekend of Georgia. So there's a company called Onward Reserve. They have Stetson's Heisman outfits from the weekend. A nice 5-pocket stretch pant in stone, Dan. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up in any way. They have a nice quarter zip, Manning-esque. They have the tie, the Georgia necktie. They have his entire outfit, the plaid sport coat. It's a salsa plaid sport coat for $5.95. It's very becoming.
Did Max Duggan's outfit make it? You know, that I could dress like Max Duggan?
He may have just wore what's available. I will check. But you could buy Stetson's entire Heisman weekend outfit.
I'd probably wear my uniform. I'd just walk in there. I'm like, hey, I'm ready to play. I'd have IBAC on. I'm ready to play. I'm a baller. Let's go. Yes, Todd.
Would you feel obligated to wear as much of like your school colors, like going all in,
sure,
like all maroon suit and a gold tie, like if you're Caleb Williams instead?
I can't do all maroon, but I can have accent that is maroon, USC colors, something like that.
Now from Eastern Kentucky.
Wait, our colors were maroon and white. Here's Christopher Cross.
Dan Patrick at averaged 38 points a game.
Yeah. In my mind. All together now. I don't know why we're playing Christopher Cross.
In my mind, this is what they would be playing.
I would not be listening to that.
No, no, no. You wouldn't be listening to it, but this is what they would be playing with the boat shoes and the khakis.
Oh, this is yacht music.
Yeah, yacht, yeah.
Yacht rock.
Come on, with the You Know Who My Dad Is outfit you got.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, I'm looking at Max Duggan's outfit. It's kind of a muted gray and black suit with a plum tie and a light purple shirt.
Yeah, but I'm okay with that.
It looked clean.
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
Purple pocket square.
I mean, I thought Caleb wearing Adidas for a Nike school, that was not good. That was not good. But as far as the suit, and I don't need the stripes down the side, but, you know, product placement. I don't know what they paid him to wear it, but, I mean, that's the day and age we're in right now. Let me take a break. More phone calls coming up, best and worst of the weekend. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. It's getting to be that time of the year. Coming to an end, starting to make plans for 2023. Don't wait until next year to take care of your health. M-Drive supplements formulated specifically for men to support healthy testosterone levels, energy, strength, and overall health. M-Drive is not one of those companies that makes you feel bad about yourself and then they promise to fix everything. No magic pill to make you feel 20 again. M-Drive's for motivated guys. You want to feel your best, have the energy to do things, but you have to be willing to make the first move. You have to be driven. M-Drive's clinically tested ingredients can help you go the extra mile and start a new hobby, clean out the garage. You can go into 2023 swinging, and we're giving you 20% off with the coupon code Dan at mdrivedan.com. Find the top-selling M-Drive products like stores, Rite Aid, and Sprouts. Right now is the time to get 20% off more energy and more strength and more drive. Use the code Dan at mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tiger Woods returns to action. A day out with his son, Charlie, along with many major champions pairing up. It'll be the family affair of the PNC Championship, December 17th and 18th on NBC, Golf Channel, and Peacock. Paulie, would you look at Carolina versus Tampa Bay to win the NFC South?
Okay, so Carolina's one game back.
Okay.
I got Carolina. They just won two in a row.
All right.
Two to three of the last four. Right. Host the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Host the Lions. They'll be underdogs in that game. at the Buccaneers, at the Saints. Four games left. So Buccaneers, they could directly take them out on New Year's Day.
Okay. Let's look at the Buccaneers. Buccaneers host the Bengals.
Let's see. Buccaneers, I have them hosting the Bengals. They'll be underdogs at the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. That's prime time, mm-hmm. Sunday night football. Mm-hmm. Host the Panthers, as we said, and at the Falcons and Desmond Ridder, the new quarterback at the end of the season.
Wow. Well, I thought 8-9 was going to win this division. Man, I don't know. Everybody's sure the Bengals are going to beat the Buccaneers?
Yeah.
I mean, they should. They're a better team right now. You're waiting for the Buccaneers to act like they're a playoff contender or a playoff team. Could you imagine if Carolina fires their coach, gets rid of Christian McCaffrey, gets rid of Baker Mayfield, you had P.J. Walker, now you got Sam Darnold, and somehow you would make the playoffs? Wow. I did not see that one coming. Yes, Marv.
Is Steve Wilkes eligible for Coach of the Year?
Eligible, yeah.
I wonder if he can win that job. And you would think how they've responded to him as the interim head coach. I hope he gets a chance to, you know, coach in the NFL again as a head coach there. But, I mean, that's pretty surprising stuff. To beat Seattle in Seattle was the biggest surprise of the weekend for me. That and the Texans went toe-to-toe with the Cowboys. Yeah, Paul.
You know what's back in the playoff picture? Your Jaguars. The Jaguars are 5-8. If they could, they host the Cowboys at the Jets, at the Texans, host the Titans. That's not the toughest thing in the world. The last three.
Yeah, but how many wins do they have to have? This is to win the South.
I think they would have to win 3 or 4 at least.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. Although, I mean, they played well. They roughed up the Titans. That was surprising.
Patriots are 6-6. They're still well in the wild card picture.
Mm. Josh Allen was asked about Buffalo's offensive struggles. This was the question and answer.
This offense has struggled to find its rhythm for about 6 games now. Is that a concern for you?
No, we're 10-3. You know, finding ways to win football games and just playing complimentary, smart football. You know, not putting ourselves and our defense in bad situations and trying to win football games no matter how it happens.
It doesn't look like an offense that's good enough to win the Super Bowl right now.
Okay.
That was a statement. I give Josh credit. He didn't take the bait with the first question. Are you concerned? Instead of phrasing it where you go, what part of the offense concerns you right now? And the follow-up is a statement there. That's not a question. And Josh didn't take the bait, but I want you talking about this. It's not a yes or no. Are you concerned? No. What part of the offense concerns you right now? Now, he might say nothing. He might say, no, I don't have any issues there. Then you can follow up with, you know, all you want to do is get them talking. But when you go into these press conferences, and trust me, I've been there and I've made the mistakes. My goal is to get you talking. Whenever you're on this show, no matter where I am, my goal, my job is to get you talking. Not to stop you from talking, not to sound like I know more than what you do, not that I'm going to go, hey, and this offense can't win a Super Bowl. Okay, what is Josh Allen supposed to say to that? Yep, you're right. Do they have issues? Yes. I want you to tell me what the issues are. Now we can have a conversation. You're watching the film, Josh. What are you seeing that we're not seeing? What part of this is concerning for you? Maybe he takes the bait, but not like that. Got any concerns? No. All right. Then it's over. And then you follow up with, this offense can't win a Super Bowl. That's a statement. Yes, Todd.
All you can really say is, you know, you're entitled to your opinion. Thanks for your support.
Thank you, Todd. Well, I don't know if you walk out.
Take the high road.
Yeah. Walking out is not taking the high road.
Well, if he puts you in that kind of mood where you're feeling defensive, then you just leave.
Yeah, but you don't walk out.
You could.
Yeah, but that's not taking the high road.
No, the high road part is saying, you know, you're entitled to your opinion. See you guys.
John in Indiana. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, DP in the back row. Have a best of the weekend. University of Southern Indiana in their first year of Division I basketball or Division I athletics took on Indiana State yesterday and beat them. And the interesting part of that is the University of Southern Indiana used to be a branch campus of Indiana State.
Well, congratulations, John. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, that was almost my best of the weekend, the Southern Indiana Screaming Eagles basketball.
Almost. Brock Purdy has a passer rating of 146.5. That was in the first half. Highest first half passer rating by a quarterback in his first NFL start since this quarterback in 2015. Quarterback rating, first half, first start. Paulie?
Carson Wentz?
Carson Wentz, no.
I think I may have off by a couple of years.
Carson Wentz, no.
Hint.
Marcus Mariota.
That's the hint?
Yeah.
Marcus Mariota?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Stat of the day. And I think that was against Jameis Winston, wasn't it?
Yeah, their first NFL starts were against each other.
And that would have been my guess was Jameis Winston, but it turns out it's Marcus Mariota. Justin Jefferson is the fourth player in NFL history with at least 1,500 receiving yards in the first 13 games of a season. The last to do this was Antonio Brown in 2017. But Justin Jefferson had 223 receiving yards without a touchdown. The last time somebody had more yards was 2015. Would you like to guess the receiver? I'll even give you the total. This receiver had 284 receiving yards, didn't score a touchdown in the game.
Marcus Mariota.
No. Marcus Mariota. Antonio Brown. 284 receiving yards and no touchdowns.
That guy talked himself out of the Hall of Fame.
Oh, man. I still go back to Vontaze Burfict when he knocked him out, and I just don't think Antonio Brown was ever the same. Because I'm trying to make sense of this with Antonio Brown. And it felt like there was like a convergence there of something happened with that concussion, but also he became this social media star, or in his mind he was. Like he was going to have a brand. And he was a wonderful player. But imagine if he was still playing these last couple of years and the numbers that he would be putting up. And I don't know if making the Hall of Fame matters to him. I mean, in my mind, I always think, well, of course, you want to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't know if Antonio Brown thinks about that. He's too busy posting Photoshop photos of Giselle and Antonio Brown. Yeah, Paulie.
Antonio Brown, I think people forget, if you look at 2013 to 2018, 110 catches, 129, 136, 106, 101, 104. He was averaging about 112 catches and about 1,400 yards a season. His touchdowns were still good, too. He wasn't just a possession guy. 13 touchdowns, 10, 12. His last year in Pittsburgh, 1,300 yards, 15 touchdowns. 15 touchdowns led the league. Since then, he's had 130 catches in 3 years,
yeah.
And he's out of football.
Yeah,
it went fast.
Well, he melted down on the sidelines with Brady.
Remember the Raiders thing? With the burnt, yes. The burnt feet and out in, he's in Germany?
The cryotherapy?
I think he lost $30 million on that deal.
Wild.
Then had the audacity to ask why his contract was incentive-based.
And I've done the cryo before, but they tell you to wear slippers, their shoes in there. It, you know, because it's really, really, really cold.
But is it cold like you expect it to be cold? It's not dangerous cold.
If you're in there for a long period of time, I think I was only in there for maybe 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes at the most.
Is it for inflammation?
Yes. But you walk in there and it's colder than anything you've ever been in. But you go in there and there's somebody who's there to monitor you. You can talk to people when you're in there. It's not like a chamber,
oh,
but it is cold, obviously. And you know, I even said to the person, can you just stay here just so we can have a conversation to distract me? Because I was going in for inflammation. I went a couple of times. I couldn't imagine that somebody would not say to him, you got to put on slippers or your shoes to go in there. And for him to go in there and then he rips up his feet. What a knucklehead. Yes, Todd.
Do you have any concern that you'd get stuck in there? That somehow they just couldn't get you out of. You've been in there 3-4 minutes, and they just the latch or whatever it is just gets.
Why do you always do this?
Because I would. I'd be neurotic enough where. What if they can't?
But
get
you
me out?
Always go to the very end, very end.
They call the fire department. You've been in there now 7 minutes.
What
you got icicles hanging.
I would die. I'd probably die.
I can't. I don't know why it's not opening.
No, but you can jump over it if you had to. But there's somebody who's. It'd be bad for business if you got
stuck. It'd be horrible for business.
Yes, it would, Tom.
Froze to death.
Like you walk in the cryotherapy place, like, yeah, we're down 3 customers this week. But the guy across town is down 4.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just locks and we can't open it. But get in on there.
But you always do worst case scenario. Why?
It's a neurotic thing I have. But I worry about stuff.
But think positive.
I know. I create worst case scenarios a lot in my head. I was sharing one of those moments. Oh, my God, I can't get out. Can't get out of this cryo thing.
You couldn't get out of the costume in Milwaukee.
It was horrible. You guys are laughing at it, but I really thought I was going to pass out. I'm glad you guys thought it was funny. I thought I was going to need hospitalization.
There was a poor intern there with the Brewers, and he didn't know if you were serious or not because you couldn't get out of
it. I didn't like that guy. Not poor intern. He was we've had much bigger people than you get out of it a lot more easy.
You were screaming.
I was feeling faint. I was seeing everything was bright, and he was like, well, the much bigger people have gotten out of this. Just bend your elbow.
But panicking made it worse.
It did. I had a major panic attack. And then we had to first go run in 110-degree weather in those costumes.
But
it was before we even ran out in the heat.
But everybody did it.
I know. You guys did it. Oh, my God. It was just a horrible moment for me.
Yes, Mark.
I voted for Fristy for MVD.
You did?
I
already?
Did. I did.
Do you want to take that back?
I don't think I can. I think once it's already in, it's in.
It's like the cryo chamber. It's locked. You can't open it again.
I wore one of those I voted stickers around the house, too.
Oh, you know, I didn't give those out, but you can only vote once for most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved at danpatrick.com. Derek in Iowa. Hi, Derek. What's on your mind today?
Hey, it's a pleasure to be on nationally, finally. I'm a huge Iowa State fan. I watch this boy, Brock Purdy, don't even look like he's old enough to shave yet, take down the GOAT. He wasn't even a twinkle in his old man's eye when Brady entered the league. And that's my best of the weekend. I got two best that I hate the Hawkeyes, and that Fran McCaffrey blew up last night and had another technical, and I watched them pee it down their leg against Wisconsin.
I don't know if they officially did that, literally, but Derek, thank you. Thank you. Glad that we're on the Brock Purdy bandwagon. There's still seats available. Still seats available. Mike in Cincinnati. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing?
Great, Mike.
So, first of all, first time, long time, 6'2", 205, December 26th will be 1 year full liver transplant. Woohoo! Hey, huge Chargers fan, right? Do you think that Antonio Gates goes first ballot Hall of Fame next year? And I'll go ahead and I'll hang up and listen to you guys off.
Well, I know that he said that he didn't take performance-enhancing drugs, but he was suspended for 4 games. I don't know if the voters are going to hold that against him, how much they'll hold it against him. Do you have the story on that, Paulie, that Antonio, I think it was a 4-game suspension for PEDs, but I think he denied taking them, but he still had a 4-game suspension. Now, it's rare when an athlete goes, yep, I took them. They're always like, oh, I didn't know.
So it was 2015, Antonio Gates suspended 4 games for violating the PED policy.
Yeah.
Not a lot of specifics. He completely denied it at the whole time. He never said it was an accident. It was said not true at all. He was, early in his career, the first half of his career, he was on his way to being first ballot. 3-time the Chargers tight end, 3-time All Pro.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's been overshadowed a little bit by the Gonzalez, Gronkowski, Kelsey's, because they didn't play. I know they played some playoff games, but they didn't go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't think he's first ballot Hall of Fame. plus with the PEDs, whether you did it or not, you got suspended. And it's rare when somebody goes, yep, I did it. I don't know if, I think it's hurt Rodney Harrison. I don't know anybody else who's sort of on the periphery of that could help you get in or get on the ballot. But I think Rodney Harrison, with what he accomplished, now you can say it was a smaller sample size with Rodney with the Patriots, but he won a couple Super Bowls and one of two players in history with at least 30 sacks and 30 interceptions. But, you know, he was suspended for four games for PEDs. I don't know anybody else. It's rare to get caught in the NFL. Yeah, Paulie.
Early in his career, Julius Peppers, former North Carolina defensive end.
Yep.
I think in 02, he was suspended for four games. They said it was, some people said it was ephedra, like a stimulant.
Yeah.
But that's, and so that kind of, it's not really on his record as much because it's a type of stimulant. I think he finished with almost 150 sacks, maybe over 150 sacks.
But I don't know, is it ephedra, does that, is that a masking agent?
No, they said when it was released, unofficially released.
Okay.
They said it was a banned substance, but it's not exactly a performance-enhancing drug like a steroid. It's more of a upper.
Oh, okay. Speed.
And it was also very early in his career, so it's, I think most people forgot about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think Antonio Gates is first ballot, but I do think Paulie's right with the numbers put up by tight ends. He's getting lost in that shuffle right now. Travis Kelce had a couple of drops yesterday. It was one of those where you're watching, you're going, what's going on here? Because you're just not used to him having drops there. And had a couple of those. All right, let me take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow? Joel Embiid went for 53-12, and he played less than 35 minutes. The last player to have those kind of numbers in less than 35 minutes. It was 1990. Karl Malone had 61-18 in 33 minutes.
Jeez. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day, yeah. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
The great Darius Rucker. Yes, Paulie.
Didn't Klay Thompson have one of those games?
He didn't have rebounds.
Oh, the rebounds. Klay Thompson, I have him 60 points in 29 minutes. He touched the ball 52 times for a total of 88 seconds. He took 11 dribbles and had 60 points.
Woo, man,
11 dribbles. It was just spot-up shooting.
That's very economical on his part.
That was nutty.
Catch, shoot. And, of course, the exclusive audio from Klay Thompson after that performance.
Come on, guys. You know some man's game.
That's man's game. That's actual audio. Thank you, Mark. I understand Steph Curry. He's from the South because he'll give you a little bit of that twang. Klay's not. I mean, South L.A.
Like South Oregon.
Yeah. Washington State. But, yeah, you hear that accent. He's got his man's game. Yes, Mark.
Then he just got his feelings hurt. All right. Did anyone know about Klay Thompson before he got drafted? I had never heard his name before until they said in the Warriors select, Klay Thompson. I was like, who was this?
I knew because of his dad, Michael. And his dad always talked about him. But if I saw, I don't know if I ever saw a game as much as I saw highlights, but it was Washington State. I don't know how much TV time they got at Washington State, but you know, that's something that Golden State did that is lost on a lot of these franchises. They didn't have to load up and go out and get anybody. Now they got Durant, but Durant wanted them. But you know, when you look at drafts and you get these players, I mean, they may have whiffed on James Wiseman. But you know, you're getting Draymond Green, you're getting Klay Thompson, you're getting Steph Curry. Yeah, Paulie.
Klay Thompson in high school was a 4-star/5-star recruit. Rancho Santa Margarita High School.
I had that pizza this weekend.
Rancho Santa Margarita?
Yes.
He was a little salty when he did get recruited by the big school.
Oh, okay.
Salty. Yeah. But yeah, he was highly recruited, but not the big ones, not like the Dukes.
But that's why I thought, you know, he would stay and go to UCLA, you know, one of those places in Southern California. But when he went to Washington State, that's where you go, okay. But I don't remember him other than he was Michael's son and he was supposed to be a good shooter. But I don't remember much of anything else. I'd be lying if I said, oh, yeah, I remember him. I had him penciled in as a first-round draft pick. I had no idea.
His first year, he didn't even make the Rising Stars Challenge as he was 11th pick of the draft.
Hmm. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Got a bunch. Okay. 1899, George Grant patented the first golf wooden tee. 1968, Arthur Ashe became the first African-American to be ranked number one in tennis. 1976, Joe Namath played his last game with the Jets, but not his last game. His last game was with?
The Rams.
The Rams is correct.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. 1981, Wayne Gretzky became the quickest to reach 50 goals in a season. He did it in his 39th game. Jeez, he's got a lot of records. 2000, the Rangers signed Alex Rodriguez to the biggest contract in sports history, all sports. 10 years, $252 million. That was in 2000.
That's a long time ago.
That's a huge number for 2000.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think he said that he had to use steroids because he had to live up to the contract. Okay.
2010, the collapse of the inflatable roof at the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome Mall of America causing cancellation of the game the next day with the New York Giants and Minnesota Vikings.
Hmm.
As always, remind you, it was the director from our show who decided to roll video overnight because he saw the little bulge.
The amount of snow there. Yep. Our director, Mango, and had the genius idea to put a camera in there overnight, and you got the snow coming through the Metrodome. Unbelievable footage. On this date, 1965, and I remember watching this, Gail Sayers had 6 touchdowns in a win over the Niners, 61-20. And it was a rainy day at Wrigley Field. Also on this date, 1982, John Deere is in the news. Mark Henderson, a member of the Patriots ground crew, drives the John Deere tractor onto the field, clearing his spot for John Smith, and he had a 33-yard field goal attempt, leading New England to a 3-point win over the Dolphins. A year later, the NFL banned the use of snowplows from coming onto the playing surface.
We should bring that back. Can you imagine if each team had a snowplow guy? The guy was on work release from prison.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought that he was a criminal. Yes, Tom?
And you could only use it once. You could pick that one time to use a snowplow. Early on,
I do
you may
like
need
that.
It late.
I like it. A one time only, you get John Deere, the official tractor snowplow of the NFL. Yes, Marv.
You know what, guys? We have failed America because we haven't mentioned LeBron James. Today, 20 years ago, LeBron James played in his first nationally televised game when he played against Oak Hill Academy. St. Vincent St. Mary beat Oak Hill by 20.
Okay.
LeBron did okay, 31-13.
Okay. Wow. Well, thank you, Mark.
There it is.
Yeah. Mike in Arizona. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Well, first time, long time. 5'11", a soft 185.
Soft.
And I got two bestest of the weekend.
Okay.
It's my first watching the National Finals Rodeo in Vegas. That was awesome. I had a buddy from New Mexico come over, and we played in a golf tournament on Saturday. And my other one was my Arizona Wildcats beating Indiana.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike. Steve in Sarasota. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Dan. How are you today,
great,
sir?
Steve.
Good deal. First time caller, 5'10", 155. Hey, I was wondering what you thought about Hines Ward's chances of getting into the Hall of Fame.
I think he's a Hall of Famer, but I'm not voting. I just looked at him, and he was always somebody that you had to account for. Felt like he played big in big moments. He was a great blocker. I know he was dirty, considered dirty, but it felt like Hines Ward was a weapon. I don't know what he ended. Did he end up with 1,000 receptions? Maybe 1,000 even. Yeah, Paulie.
I'm watching back. If you guys want to find it on YouTube, the New England Patriots snowplow game.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you see this guy in a total. He looked like a Boston guy. He's got like the cap, like the newsboy cap. He's got this huge John Deere, and he's going out there. The other team is like waving their arms, like, "What's happening?" The refs are dumbfounded.
What did I learn today, Todd?
Our BRG pal Dylan took Morocco with 10,000-1 odds to win the World Cup.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. We could talk about how with Discover, redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Hope Seton's feeling better. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow. One more item as we close out this show. When you open up a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, you're opening up more than just doors. You're opening up potential, unlocking potential, potential to do your own thing, be your own boss, steer your own success, blaze your own trail. Each and every Sprinter van built, designed, and equipped to let you hit the open road, take on any goal you set, follow your own passions, reawaken that spirit of adventure. Maybe do something that you can cross off on the bucket list. Owning a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van will let you live, work, and play out your dreams no matter how far off the beaten path they take you. 16 body types, your choice of gas or diesel engine, thousands of ways to customize, and now available in all-wheel drive. A Sprinter van is capable and versatile enough to help drive your ambitions wherever you want them to take you. Now's the time. Discover what it's like. Discover what moves you. Don't wait. Unlock your potential inside a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.